Okay, today is Erev Daf Yud Zayin. I'd like to learn today's Daf of Zecher Nishmat my great grandfather, Rav Shmuel ben Rav David, who was killed on Kiddush Hashem at Erev Pesach in 1942. He died a death similar to Rabbi Akiva, but we'll learn today's Daf similar just to Zecher Nishmat him and the rest of the family. Okay. Amar Rav Gidl. Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav. Shlosha b'chamesh asurin b'sheva mutarin. So we're talking about these inferior partitions, right? That once it's Shesi or Erev, not Shesi and Erev. So these are inferior partitions. So Gidl Rav says that sometimes this caravan, this Shayara, can have, of three people, can have five saw space to work. Shlosha, they can have only five saw and be Asr. They can make a mechitza around them that's five saw size, and it will still be Asr for them to be metatal in that area. Sometimes sheva mutarim. Sometimes if it's even seven, which is larger than what they need, because it's supposed to get two per person, sometimes it's seven, it'll be mutter for them to carry. So Amr Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this halacha? So Amr Lahu, Rav Gidl says back to them, yeah, I swear. Oraisa nivayu ksivai the Amr Rav Hachi. I swear on the Torah, on the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, that this is what Rav said. Okay, so the question is, what's the big deal? So Amr Rav Hachi, my kasha, what was the difficulty in this memra that Rav said? Dilma hachikamer. Maybe this is what he said. Hotzrechu l'sheish. Right. Let's say the anshei shayara. These three people in this caravan. They need six saw area on Shabbos. V'kipu and they put up this mechitza gerua. That's only a shesi or an erev. V'sheva. They put it around seven. Right. So that's what they have. Basically, they encircled one base saw more than what they needed. So then, nevertheless, afilu b'sheva sheva mutarin. So then they'll be mutter, still be mutter to carry those seven, even though it's one more base saw than what they need. Because it's not two, that's extra. And the problem would be two base saw. So sayin would be a problem. Lo hutzuchu el l'chamesh, but they only needed five base saw for their needs, the kipu b'sheva, and then they encircled seven, afilu b'chamesh asurin, and there was nothing. Because it's too big and they can't carry it all, other than the dalanamos and you know, that you can in the carmelos. But that would be usher. Because they made it too big. The Gemara says, Vela Hada Katani, how can that be? Ubovad Shelo Yehed Beis HaSayin Panoi, Maila Panoi Me'adam. We learned in yesterday's daf that we said that they can make this big area with the inferior walls, provided that it's not there's no two extra Beisa. Well then what would be here? Maila Panoi Me'adam, which means it has to be that it's not needed for people. So what would that be? So you had three people can't have, three people each get two saw, they saw each. Three times two is six. So that means the only time would be usher for them if they made the walls eight, they saw out. But seven would be mutter. So how come here you're saying that seven would be usher? Seven should be mutter. Right, because each one of them gets two saw. So two times three is six, and then they would have up to eight. Then they would have, right, and you can't have the problem is you can't have two extra. So two extra leaves you to eight. So Gemara says, no, lo panui mikalim. We're talking about where panui mikalim, that they can't have two extra saw more than what they need for the kalim. Which means that, Rashi says, panui mikalim, klomar, sheyesh bein hamechitzos beisar sayin panui, shelo hayu tzrichan lo, that they don't need. Not you automatically get two per person. You get up to what you need. You only get two above what you actually need. So what they need for the kalim. So what they only needed in this case was they needed I guess five. They made it seven. It's too much. So therefore they can't carry.
What's the halacha
mal?
You get
Correct. Okay. Now, what happens if the numbers of people change on Shabbos? So what happens? Itmar. Shlosha, you had three people in Yishayara, right? You had three people in Yishayara. And then, Umeis Echad Mehen, and one of them dies. Or Shnayim V'nitosafu Aleim, or you had two, and then one Ed that came on Shabbos. So what's the question? Rashi says, well, Umeis Echad Mehen is B'yom HaShabbos, V'nitosafu Aleim B'Shabbos. So what the question basically is that if you had three, then you're a Shayara. So then you have whatever is decided, if you made a good mechitza, then you have extra, you know, have that room. But if one person dies, and you're only two. Two's not a shayara anymore. So you don't have this extra, you don't have this room. You're not technically, you may not have the permission to carry in this area. Or what about you had two where you didn't have permission, now you have a third, one comes in, now maybe you can carry. So Rav Huna, Rav Yitzhak, Chad Amar Shabbos Goremes, Chad Amar Diyorin Gorman. Machlokas is what we look at. Do we say, well, no, look at the outset of Shabbos, it sets the halacha, and that's it. Or do you say, no, look at the here and now. The here and now you have two, so it's also here and now you have three, so it would be mutter. Right? Rashi says, Shabbos goremes, shlosha, you had three, umeis echad mehen, and one of them died, hoyel ugromo Shabbos lahatir, mutar mashnaim, afil Rabbi Yehuda. Shabbos came in, and it was mutter at the beginning, onset of Shabbos, so you would be mutter. But shnaim v'kifu yosh beis asayim, right, let's say you had two, who made more than a beis asayim. Two, you can't have more than a beis asayim. Afal pish netosu aleim diyorim, Asurin, even the more people came in, it would be Asur Rabbi Yehuda. This whole thing is going to Rabbi Yehuda because he has a problem with the inferior walls. But Hoel the Nitzas Shabbos Gormel Isser, because when Shabbos came in, it was Asur. Or do we say Diori Gormim? Gimel Meis Echa Mehen, the Batsri Diori and Asurim, and we keep a Yosher Meis Hasayin, and now it would be Asur. But Shnayim Vinitos Valeim Mutarim to Ikadiorim. Now they have more. You go on the outside on Shabbos, but you go into here and now. So they had a machlokas between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yitzchak. Which one? We just didn't know who said what. The Gemara now says, "Tistayim di Rav Huna hu da amar Shabbos goremes." It's clear that Rav Huna is the one who says that Shabbos goremes. That at the outset of Shabbos, that would be the halacha. That would create the status. The Amar Rabba, because Rabba says, "Ba'ayim Rav Huna." I asked the following question, Rav Huna, "Uba'ayim Rav Yehuda?" And I asked it from Rav Yehuda also. The following question: Irev derech haPesach v'nistayim haPesach derech halom v'nistam haChalon mahu. So what do you have? You have two chatzeros, right? You have two chatzeros. Then between them, they have this. In between them, you have this window, this opening, right? So they make an eruv. They make an eruv tchum, an eruv chatzeros amongst them. So now you can carry from one to the other. Carry from one to the other. What happens in the middle of Shabbos? The window is blocked up. The window gets blocked up, right? Or the right, because now they're separate. Then, right? Rashi says eruv derech haPesach is time of Pesach. Rashi says im hayu beis chatzeros. You had two chatzeros, u pesach b'nehem, and then there's an opening between them. The irvu, right? What's the aleph? The irvu al das haPesach, right? It says, right? Avir das haPesach, v'nis tam haPesach. Now the Pesach closes out, so now they're not connected one to the other. So you can't carry from, maybe you can't carry now from one to the other. Oh, im hayu beis chanuyos, you had two stores, u pesach b'nehem, there's opening between them. The irvu al das haPesach, v'ashav nis tam b'shabes. Can you now carry between one and the other? How you do it? You carry, put it on top of the wall, or you push through that little small little hole. But there's no opening between the two of them. So mahu mishari lishdimushi derech shar chalonos apasuchos midalin she'ein ro'uyas le'iruv kedaminim perichalon. Can you now go back from one to the other? It was a valid opening before Shabbos, but now it's not a valid opening because it fell through. So that was the question. Right, so it was set up the case again. You have two chatzeros that are next to each other. There has to be a wall that's at least 10 tefachim between them to separate them. Now, if between that wall there's a window, which has to be 4 tefachim wide, then each of the chatzeros can make an eruv to be metaltel between one to the other, because you have this chibur, this connection between the two of them via the opening or the window. So now, when they made the eruv on Erev Shabbos, everything was good. But then after Shabbos starts, the window falls through, so you don't have this opening between them. Can they continue carrying from one chatzer to the other chatzer? But Amar Li and Rav Huna and Rav Huna, he says to me, Shabbos hoyo b'hutro hutro. Shabbos starts and it was mutter, so it continues mutter to stayim. So it's clear that it's Rav Huna who says the concept of Shabbos goremes. That Shabbos goremes, and on the outset of Shabbos was mutter. That's Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Tosa says it as well. Neil read halachah Rav Huna, the Shabbos hoyo b'hutro hutro. That once if it works on Shabbos. So once it's beginning out from Shabbos, then it's mutter. Okay. So Lema, now they're going to try to tie in this machlokas between Rabbi Huna, who says Shabbos Goremes, and Rabbi Yitzhak, who says the Yoren Gormin, that you can change the status on Shabbos. Maybe that's a machlokas Tanaim as well. Lema, Rav Huna, Rav Yitzchak, the Pluta, the Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, Kamifliki. Maybe Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak are arguing in the same argument that Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda had argued. This not, because we have the following Mishnah coming up on Daf Tzadi Dalet. Chatzer shenifritza mishtei ruchoseha, v'chein bayis shenifritza mishtei ruchosav, v'chein mavoy shenitlu korosav olecheyav, mutarim la'osu Shabbos, v'asurim la'asid lavo. Divrei Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you mutarim la'osu Shabbos, mutarim la'asid lavo. You asurim la'asid lavo, asurim la'osu Shabbos. What's the case? The case is established here is that you have a chatzer that has its walls around it, and the walls break down. But we say the walls, the maskana is that the walls broke down to break down the corner. Right? They break down in the middle, right? It breaks down at the corner. Right? I don't know if you have the picture. So they break down at the corner. Rashi says, Mishnei Ruchutzeha, Mifarish prepared Kogagos, my time and Nakhne Bechosel. It broke down, it breaks down at the corner, and then it's not a valid opening. Right? You say, oh, because there, it breaks out the corner, even if it's smaller than 10 amos, it would be a problem because we say that there's no openings in the corners. If it breaks down to the size and it's not big enough, then it shouldn't be a problem. But if it breaks down the corners, we say that that becomes
a... Between two chaseros?
No, the wall of a chaser. The wall of a chaser breaks down. Okay, also a mavoi or a house loses its corners. Right, it has to be a sloped roof, I guess. Right, a house loses its corner or a mavoi that has its kor or its lechi taken off from it. It's still mutar and also Shabbos. You still have to carry on that Shabbos. But asur and lasi lavo, but you're not allowed to carry in the future. Seems so. The other Shabbos Koremes was mutar before Shabbos. It's still mutar now, even if it breaks down. Right? Rav Yossi says no. He says basically, if it's mutar for that Shabbos, it's mutar lasi lavo. But if it's asur lasi lavo, it's asur lasi Shabbos. Meaning, just like it's asur now to carry in this chatzer next week, next Shabbos, unless you fix it, it's going to be asur now. Meaning, if it breaks down in the middle of Shabbos, it breaks down. I don't care that at the beginning of Shabbos it was good. Right now it's no good. And it's no good. So that sounds like the exact same machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak. Right? Shabbos Goremes, or you look at the here and now. So Gemara says, no, we can set it up that it's not the same machlokas. Each Amora can see the other Tana holds like him. Meaning, we're going to say that originally we thought that Rav Huna holds like Rav Yehuda, and that Rav Yitzchak is going to hold like Rav Yossi. So no, so Lema Rav Huna, we're going to say, right? Lema Rav Huna, the Amor of Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yitzchak, Amor of Rav Yossi. So Gemara says no. Amalach Rav Huna, he can say no. That even Rav Yossi holds like me. Amalach Rav Huna, Ana da Amri Afilu la Rav Yossi. My words is a Shabbos Goremes can work even according to Rav Yossi. In the case of the house losing, the case of the chutz losing its walls, or the case of the mavoi losing its lechi is different. Because Ad Kan Lo Kam Rav Yossi Hasam. Why does Rav Yossi say over there that it's no good? Ella, because the less no mechitzos. Because there are no mechitzos now. It's a different case. The whole structure, the whole mutter structure, fell down. It's gone. But hacha, in our case with the diorin, the mechitzas are still fine. It is an issue within the mechitza. We have two people or three people, so there he'll agree that Shabbos sets you up. Shabbos is the key, because the actual structure, what's going to matter you, is mutter. It's just a detail that, I guess that's what you say, just a detail within that does that could be a problem. But the walls are still there. There was no change in the walls. Rav Yitzchak Amar, Rav Yitzchak, who says in our case that Shabbos is not goremes, that you go based upon the diorin. If it was three and then one dies, or one leaves, I guess, and you're stuck with two, then they can't carry in that whole area. Rav Yitzchak Amar, Ana d'Amri Afilu Rav Yehuda. I can say my words even Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says here that if the kor lechi falls off, if the wall breaks in the chatzer, it's still mutter, but he'll say by the people case, it's no good. Because Ad Kan Lokam Rav Yehuda Hasam El the East Nudiorim, because the same people are still here, right? But Hacha, in our case, by the Shayara, less Nudiorim. It makes it the same thing. So what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the individuals, or are you focusing on the mechitzas? You're focusing on the walls. If you focus on the walls, then you can say both the cases are different. One case has the walls, so that's fine. One case doesn't have the walls, it's no good. But if you focus on the people, you can say, okay, that case lost people. That's why it's no good. This case, you have the people, therefore it is still good. It's a question of where you're putting your emphasis. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, we go back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Chachamim Omrim, that it's enough if the Mechitza has Echa Mishnei Dvarim, if the Mechitza Shasi or Erev. Right now, basically, we've been talking a lot about if a Mechitza only had a Shasi or only had an Erev. That was an issue. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yossi said that. Right, Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said, he said the whole thing about these walls are only by Shayara. Chacham said no, lo dibru el vahove, so therefore it's fine. Then the Mishnah said kol mechitzah she'ein shel shesiv erev einu mechitzah dibru b'yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that it has to be shesi and erev. Right, you have to have a basically a chain link fence. And the Chacham said no, either shesi or an erev. Right, so you have four things being said in the state. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hayu tainakama. The shita of the Chachamim seems to mimic the shita of the Tanakama, because the Tanakama is cholik on Rosi Bar Yehuda. What happened? Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda said, the Chacham said you can have this fence. Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda says, no, it has to be Shasi or an Erev. And then the Chacham says, no, either or. Well, that's exactly what the Tanakama said, because Rav Yossi is arguing with the Tanakama, the Chacham are just reiterating the argument that it has to be Shasi, it doesn't have to be both, it could be one, right? Because the first part of the Mishnah was just the machlokes as to whether or not it applies to individuals as well as the shayara. But you're only, and then came Rabbi Yossi says it has to be chain linked, shasi and erev. And comes up the Chacham and say no, it doesn't. Well, that's the Tanakhama. The Gemara says ikad binayu yochid biyishuv. No, there's a distinction between the Chachamim and between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim at the end regarding an individual in an inhabited area. Inhabited area. What's going on? So Rashi says ikad binayu yochid biyishuv. The Tanakama, the Ka'amar lo dibru b'shayara ela b'hove, right? The Mishnah was talking about a shayara. So Tanakama says, no, it's not talking about a shayara. It's talking about lashon hove. Ula olam yachin nami mutter, right? Even a yachin is allowed to have this type of geter. Dumya dibru shayara, dibru derech, but only in a case similar to the shayara, which is on the way, which is in an uninhabited area, dibru derech. Below b'yishuv. Hove yochel asos mechitzah again, because if he's sitting in an inhabited area, make a valid mechitzah. Don't do this flimsy mechitzah. But Rabbanan Basrai, but the second, the Chacham at the end, Amilsa the Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda Kamahadre. They're answering what Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda said. Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda says, Stam, every case has to be Shasiv Erev. The Ka'amar Iyu, Einu Mechitzah, Lo B'Derech, Lo B'Yishuv. He says, unless it's Shasiv Erev, it's not going to be mechitzah neither in the Yishuv or on the Derech. But Amalei Rabbanan Echem Mishnei Dvarim O Shasi O Erev. He said no. Chacham said it can be either or. It can be Shasi or Erev. Who O Shasi or Erev Mechitzahi Echad Yachid Echad Rabin Bein Mederech Bein Yishuv. And he's making no distinction as to whether or not it's in the fields or in the inhabited area. So therefore, the difference between the Chacham at the end and the Tanakama is a Yachid in an inhabited area. According to the Tanakama, that would be no good, because once you're in an inhabited area, you have a regular Mechitza. Tanakama only said the yach can have this type of mechitza gerua the same way a shayara can have it, which is out in the fields. And the Chachamim at the end say no, even a yach in a yishuv can have this weak mechitza, because he's arguing Rav Yosef Ben Yehuda is making no distinction between a yishuv and between an inhabited and uninhabited area. Okay, Adkan. Now that the Mishnah before had mentioned some dinim that they were makil by the shayara, by the basically shayara is like the troops out in the field. So the Mishnah is now going to give a whole bunch of other dinim that chachamim were makil when it came to the encampment. Like when it comes to the encampment, using the soldiers. One of them happens to be the din of Eirun Chatzeros, but that's why it's mentioned here. But they'll mention the other three as well. Arba devarim patru b'machaneh. There are four things that Chachamim were makil for the army encampment. They're going out to war. Number one, mevi'in etzim mikol makom. They can get dry wood from any place. It's not considered gezel. They can take it from anywhere. They need wood, I guess, to keep warm. That's number one. Number two, upiturin mirechitas yadayim. They don't have to wash their hands. What I was going to say that this is mayim rishonim, not mayim achronim. The third one is midmai. They're allowed to eat the peiros of an ama aret, so we don't know for sure whether or not the trumas or maisos were taken off from it. They could eat demai. And the fourth one, umila arev. They don't have to make an eruv. The Gemara is going to say, we're talking about an eruv chatzeros, meaning, I guess, if you have two encampments, they don't have to have an eruv chatzeros between the two. And the first thing the Gemara asks is about that Tana Rabbanon, machaneh hayotzis lemilchemes harishus. You have an army camp that's going out for a milchemes rishus, which is a discretionary war to, you know, expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael, not the defensive or a Mechemes Chova, right? The Mechemes Rishus, Mutarin, even, I guess if it's Mechemes Chova, we obviously can do these things, but even Mechemes Rishus, Mutarin Begezel Eitzim Yadeshim. You're allowed to technically steal, you're allowed to take people's dry wood that's used for burning, for firewood. You're allowed to take it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tama Omer, Af Chonim b'chol makom. They can actually encamp anywhere, even on someone's private property, they can encamp. U'b'makom sh'nehargu, and the place where they were killed, so the soldier is killed, Sham nikvarim. They can be buried right there, even if someone owns that area, he can't be mocha. The guy had, you know, he's a mace mitzvah, he's Chonim makom. He can be buried right in that spot. And the Gemara is going to ask on this brisa. Muterim begezel eitzim yavashim. They're allowed to steal or take the eitzim yavashim. What's the big deal? What's the chiddush? Hi, takanta Yeshua have. Right, this din that you're allowed to take eitzim from other people's field, that's not a special cooler when it comes to the army. That's takanta the Yeshua have. That's one of the ten takanas that Yeshua ben Nun gave to made with Kal Yisrael when he divvied up the land. The Amar Mar, you have this, which is in Bava Kama, that pay on the base. Asara Tanoim Hisne Yeshua. There were ten Tanoim, ten, not Tanoim, but Tanoim, like ten conditions that Yeshua Hisne Bnei Yisrael, that they when they got the land, one of them was Sheyu Mireyim Bichol Rashim. You're allowed to graze your field, your cattle or your sheep in the forest, right? No one can be mocha. Anyone can take their animals into the forest, and the owner of the forest can't be ma'akeh because there's no hefseh, because the yar is not, the forest is not a place where you gather your grain. You rather, it's just a forest. So you're allowed to take your sheep into the forest. That's number one. And another one they mentioned was umelakin eitzin misidosehen. You're allowed to gather wood from people's fields, and the baal sadeh can't be ma'akev you. So then the question is, so why the chacham have to make a special takana that the anshei tzava and the melchemes rishus can go take the fire, could go take the wood? Everyone's allowed to do that. There's nothing special about the army. So Gemara says, no, difference. Hasam, by the takana of Yeshua, it's talking about behizmi vihigi. Talking about these like thorn bushes, these very low thorn bushes. You're allowed to take from those. Hacha bishar eitzim. Here we're talking about real trees. And also inami hasam over there, the mechubarim. We're talking about what's still connected to the ground. But hacha b'tlushin, here where it's disconnected, where it's already cut from the ground. Inami hasam bilachin. They're talking about where it's wet, where they're moist. Those you can take, because that's not roi lasaka. But hacha b'yavashim, here it's dry and roi lasaka. So basically, we saw them say that the takana Yeshua was three conditions. The only things you were allowed to take were moist, attached, low-lying bushes. But by the Anshei Tzava, they can take anything. They can take any trees. They can be attached. They can be dry. They can take it. That's the difference. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Af Chonim Bechol Makom, Ubemakom Shenergim Nikvarim. Right? Where they died, they're buried. Where it says Pshita. Of course they can be buried. Sorry, where they buried, where they die. Of course they can be buried where they fall. Meis Mitzvahu. It's a Meis Mitzvah. And the Halach is, who Meis Mitzvah, Konim Svekomo. A Meis Mitzvah is Konim his place. Right? Rashi says, it's another one of the 10 to 9. A mace mitzvah. Here's a mace mitzvah. There's no one around to bury him. His family's not here. He's in the middle of the army. He's in the middle of the war. So Gemara says, lo tzricha, no, this thing is needed. Apagav isli kovim. No, here, when there are those around him that can be misasik in his kvura. Because if you're somebody around you that can be misasik in your kvura, you're not considered a mace mitzvah. And this, Yeshua didn't make his takana. Nevertheless, the Anshit Savad, they were calling their makam, even if they're not considered a mace mitzvah. This Sanya, because the price that says, Ezer mace mitzvah, what is considered a mace mitzvah? It's called She'en lo korvin. It's any person who doesn't have anyone around him who can deal with his burial. In that case, even a Kohen would be mukhuyav to bury the mace mitzvah. What was that? Kol She'en lo korvin. Sorry, I read it wrong. The Sanya, Ezer mace mitzvah, Kol She'en lo korvin korim, koreh, v'acherim onim oso. If he would call, especially whether he would call if he's dying, or if a Kohen would call when he's right there, and there's nobody around them to come bury, right? Scratch that. Let me read it again. Let me read the rice again. Desanya. Ezu meis mitzvah kol she'en lo kovrim. Doesn't have anyone to deal with his kvura. But kore, if you would scream out, v'acherim onim oso, and people would then respond, then ein zeh meis mitzvah. That's not a meis mitzvah, and that a Kohen would not be allowed to become tameh. And if you're not a mace mitzvah, you're not calling them a komo, because they can take them away. We don't pass in, we mace mitzvah, we say we don't bury in the spot, at least in Chutz L'Aretz, you take them to a cemetery so people don't have to deal, you know, you could lead to issues with how the mace is dealt with. But we must be dealing with a case over here where it's not a mace mitzvah, because people could come out and maybe his brother's in the army, I guess, I don't know. The Gemara then asks, the Meis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo, is it really true that a Meis Mitzvah is Kone its Makom, right where he is, that's where he gets buried? I'll bring you a Brisa that talks about where you move a Meis Mitzvah. With Tanya, we have Tanya, the following Brisa. Hamotze Meis Mutal Besartia. You have the Meis, you find the Meis who died on the road. So the Gemara says, Is ratia. You move it to the right or to the left. The answer is obvious right away because you're in the middle of the road and you're going to come with too many issues if you bury him right on the spot. People traverse the road, then you have a burial plot right underneath the road, then you have a problem with tumah. But mes karnas bekomo v'atanya hamotzi mes musal b'sratia v'fanei liyamin hasratia olu smolis sratia. So you move it to the right or the left. Now stay bore, stay near. On one side there's a fallow field. And on the second side, there's a plowed field to stay near. If an ala stay bore, you put them into the uncultivated field, because that limits the damage that's going to be caused by putting up a grave in someone's field. If you have stay near or stay zera, you have a plowed field or you have a planted field. If an ala stay near, put them to the plowed field. Stay in niro, stay in zero, stay in buros. If they're both on both sides of the road, they're exactly the same with plowed field. You know, planted field, uncultivated field, move them to any side you want. But you see from here that you're allowed to move the mace mitzvah. So Gemara says, Amar Bibi, Hacha, the mace mutal meitzaraskina. You're talking about a mace who's lying, I guess, horizontally across the road. So you're supposed to do, bury him right there. Then you have a big problem when it comes to tumah. Right? Umetosh nitla resus lefnosim in a meitzar. So now once you can move him away from where he is, mifnei lechoruch shayirtza. It's like muksa. You know, once you're able to pick it up, you can put it down wherever you want. Right, Rashi says, third wide line, the meis mutal ametzar shemushka berochav haderach mimeitzal ametzar. It's across the road, one from one edge to the other. And we talk shenitam resus lefnoso b'fnei kohanim ba'osu taharos shelo yayilu alav mifni lechorul sheyirtzeh. Then you can move him, and once you move him again, let's move him to the appropriate place. Don't move him to a harvest to a planted field. If you can move him to just an uncultivated field.
I would imagine if you can.
It's a machlokas, I think. The Chazonish seems to indicate that no, Meis Mitzvah gets his machlokas, means you have to, supposed to be in that spot. There are others who say no, that you're right, you can bury them there if you want. He's cornered that machlokas, if you want, you can move them elsewhere. The Chazonish seems to say that it's a chiyuv to bury the Meis Mitzvah right there. Shach and Taz will say we don't do that b'zman hazeh, because of possibilities of, you know, of degrading the burial plot. But it's a machlokas.
This is a front of an army that.
No, but this Bryce is not talking about an army. The army is talking about the guy dies in the field, Meis Mitzvah, you can bury him your way, you can bury him right there, and the owner of the field can't say boo. Okay. The Mishnah also said that in the army camp mit p'turim mirchitzas yadayim, you're putter from washing your hands. Amar Abaye says, Lo shanu ela mayim rishonim. What they say you don't have to do is use the water to wash your hands before you eat. Ava mayim achronim? It's mayim achronim chova. No, that's a chova. That's really strong. And even the anshei tzava have to wash. Why? Because of the danger. Right? The Gemara says clearly, Amar Abchim Barashim, if they ma'om or mayim achronim chova, if they shemelach stomis yesh, because there's this type of melach stomis that's in our hands, shemesame es hainayim, that can blind the eyes. Usually, what they used to do is before they would eat, they would pour after every achila. The Gemara in Bracha says that you have to eat some salt. So you would choshes that the salt that you ate was the smell of stomach, and you put it in your hands, put it on your hands, and put it on your eyes. It would blind you, and therefore, even here, in this case, because of the danger that the anshei tzavah, well, it's really dangerous. They don't want to be blinded. You know, they got to shoot straight, so you don't want to be blinded. So they have to watch mayim achronim. Amar Abaye says umistacha ki korta bikora. This melach stomis is found in a very, very small amount. It's in a korate, which is a small shear in a big amount of a core. Right? That's how potent, I guess, it is. That's how the ratio. One korate per core. Amar le Rav Acha, b'rei de Rav Lashi, kail milcha mai. Let's say a person is just measuring salt. Does he have to wash his hands afterwards? So Amar le, halo mi bayin. No, what's the question? Of course. There's a danger of dealing with the salt. You're going to put it, rub your eyes. So even if you're measuring the salt out, you should wash it, right? And Rashi says, Kail milcha mai modern melech l'chamarim tzarech li tol yodah v'lo. He says, Loma vayim, koshkin tzarech, because there you definitely touch the salt. Tosos points out right away here, which leads to the whole machlokes, whether or not b'zman hazeh you're supposed to have the mayim achronim. Tosos says, mayim achronim chova is achshav lo nog v'mayim achronim. Nowadays, we don't have the minog of mayim achronim. Number one, dein melech stomis much of b'neinu. There is no concept of melech stomis, Tosos says. Inami, or another reason, we don't stick our hands into salt after the meal. We don't do that. We don't do that anymore. So according to Tosos, seems to be that you don't have the chiyuv of mayim achronim. So Chanan Pasnas, you do need mayim achronim. Mishnah Berurah is pretty machmir on mayim achronim. There are those, present company included, who are not machmir on mayim achronim. Only when we have guests, because we don't want to embarrass them.
If it's more of a, it sounds like a more of a healthy, healthy.
That's
diet.
What Tosus. That's Tosus's point.
Right.
That's Tosus's point.
Right. So why does Shulchan Aruch Ben pass?
There is a tshuva. What's it? The Shut Min HaShemayim. What's the name of that sefer? Min HaShemayim. Yeah. No. That's the Ovid Mesharim. That's something.
Okay.
Yeah, so he has, there's a tshuva there where he brings down that, no, it's a real chova, and whoever doesn't do mayim achronim, he's thinking as if he kills himself. Uh-huh. So it may be a Kabbalistic reason, or it could be that they made the takana to have mayim achronim. What the reason why they made the original takana to have mayim achronim was because of the melech, but still, that the takana is because the reason goes away, you're not going to grind up your Tylenol, we still can't take it. Just because the reason goes away, the takana may still exist. Tosfos learns like you. He says no. It was specific because of the potential health issues. We don't have those issues anymore. You don't have to do it. That's one of my guests once said. He goes, well, what's the harm? So you say, wash my machronim.
You can, right.
Right. So when I remember, I do it. So I say Hilchos Brachos, Perek Vav, Hilchos Brachos, Lach Gimel. Wanna look it up? Get a Rambam. Look up the Rambam. Okay. Next, Umi Demai. We said that they are putter from washing their hands. They're also allowed to eat Demai. They don't have to worry about the Demai. So the Tanaha, because we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Demai, Ma'achilin es ha'aniyim Demai. You're allowed to give the aniyim, the poor folk, allowed to give them Demai, right? Even though it's a suffix, whether or not you took off the Maiser. The es ach sinai Demai. And you're the same way that they were makil by the aniyim, they're makil by the achsenai, which seems to be guests, but achsenai seems to be learning. Rashi says, "Chayil habal lemelech Yisrael lichalim aloyveihem." It's soldiers who come to fight the Yisraelimim. Rashi seems to point out specifically that they are Jewish. That's why, and that's the chiddush. Tosel says, "Perish haykutros v'Yisraelimim miyu birushalmi ika plukta to ika demokeli bin nachrim." Nachrim. So what's the shayla then? Why can't you give them demai if they're goyim? So he says, "Vafilo hachi itzurach l'shmuunim demachalim osam demai the tevel aser b'hana over demai hikilo." Because really, if it's real tevel, you're not getting hana from it. So you're giving the mercenaries, the non-Jewish mercenaries, this demai. Maybe you're giving them tevel, you're not getting hana from them. So it comes to say that we're mekel and allowed you to give them even to the non-Jewish soldiers this demai. Okay. Ravuna brings down that this idea as to whether or not you can give the aniyim or the soldiers demai happens to be machlokes beishami beishilal. Ravuna tana beishami omrim e machlim asaniyim demai v'sachsani demai ubeishil omrim machlim asaniyim demai v'sachsani demai. It's machlokes beishil beishami. So it's asked basically. He says, why are you telling us this? What do we need to know that it's machlokes beishami beishilal? Tosso says the reason why you have to know it's machlokes v'shalom beis hillel because if you see somewhere else in Shas that someone says that you don't give the ani demai, you don't give the soldiers demai, you don't have to listen to that shita because you should know that that shita is beishamai and we don't hold like that. Yeah, gazela. You gotta take the trees. We mentioned that since we said other halachas regarding the shayara, regarding the encampment.
It's not a
Shabbos issue. No, the first ones are not, but the last one that we're going to do right now, Uzum and the Arev, they're Peturim from Mechitzas Yadayim, they're allowed to eat Demai, they don't have to make an Erev. So the Gemara, Amri Debei Rav Yanai, Lo Shanu, they said, what, no Erev? Which Erev are they talking about? Ella Erubei Chatzeros. It's only talking about Erev Chatzeros. So in circle, to make the Chatzeros into one, to be able to carry from one to the other, you can still carry without an Erev. Aval Erev Tchumin, but to make an Erubei Tchumin Chayavim, they want to go outside the camp, 2,000 amos outside the camp, they would be chayav to do it. Why must be holding that Erev Tchumim is a doraisa? Because the Tani Rabbi Chiya, lokin al Reuven Tchumim Dvar Torah. You get Malkus if you violate Tchum. So Tchumim is a doraisa. Right away you ask, how can Tchumim is a doraisa? That's only a sheet of Rabbi Akiva. That was a major machlok we've seen a few times. That's only a sheet of Rabbi Akiva. All the Rishonim ask. First of all, so the question I don't think is such a big deal. Rabbi Chiya himself is a Tana, so he can hold it. So this Mishnah is going according to that Shita that Eruv Tchumim are Doraisa. But the Rif basically asks, how can you be local in Eruv Tchumim Dvar Torah? We hold that the Halach is not like Rabbi Kiva, who says that Tchumim Doraisa. So if the Tchumim is only Dindar Rabbanon, how are you going to Malchus? And if they're only Dindar Rabbanon, then why are you saying that they're not making on that Eruv? We make on that Eruv as well. There's a whole to do in the Rishonim as to what's going on. So there's the halacha that there's those who bring down that the Rif holds that the machlokes with the Rif holds and the halacha those who bring down. The Rif says no, we don't pass them like this way. Because Eiruv Tchumim are not Deraisa. The Rif tries to make a distinction that there are different types of Tchumim. There's the Tchumim of 2,000 Amma, there's a Tchumim of 12 mil. 12 mil, they say, is the Deraisa, 2,000 Amma is the Rabbanan, and here we're talking about the 12 mil maybe, but that doesn't seem to be the issue. Here we're talking about, because it talks about here, Eiruv Tchumim. The 12 mil, you can't make an Eiruv. The 2,000 Amma, you can make an Eiruv for. So if you're talking about Eiruv Tchumim, you're not talking about the 12 mil, you're talking about the 2,000 Amma, and it's saying over here, it's a Din Deraisa, which is only according to Shita and Rabbi Akiva. Okay. The Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Lokin al Eiruv Tchumim Dvar Torah. Gemara says, Masifli, Rabbi Yonasan, the Chi Lokin al Lav Sheba'al. How you can get Malchus Eiruv Tchumim? Do we get Malchus on an Isser that uses the word Al? Because it says by the Eiruv Tchumim, right? Al Yetze Ish, right? Is that what it is? Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShvi, which is the Lashon of Al. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Just because it says the Lashon of Al, you don't get Malchus. Maskif, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Ele Meyata. Right, you don't turn to the sorcerers and to the witches. You don't get Malchus, but we know the lucky is you do get Malchus. Right, Gemara says, wait a second. You should get Malchus. Why? Tosos adds, you told me all you're doing is speaking there. There's a lot of shame on Maisa. You didn't do anything. What are you getting Malchus for? And they take for granted that al tipnu el ovos well yidonim, you get Malchus. Tosos, why? A lot of shame on Maisa. Tosfos answers, right? Be Yishlom with the Paruch Laman the Amar Lokin Alav. Maybe it's going according to my number, it says that Lav Shem Ma'aseh you do get Malchus, or Inami Akima Svasav Havi Ma'aseh, or the actual moving of the lips, the speaking. That's the Ma'aseh. But Ein Echanami, it's a good question. Gemara is assuming clear as day that for this Isser you get Malchus. So it's not so clear you get Malchus. That's what they're doing. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, Al Tipnu Al Ovos. It can't mean if you're getting Malchus for Al Tipnu Al Ovos. Then it can't be just because Eiruv Tchumim is written in the Lashon Al, then you don't get Malchus. That's not a reason not to get Malchus. So rather, Rav Yochanan Hachi Kashalei. This is Rav Yochanan's question. Lav Shenitan Lazarus Misas Beistin, right? It's a lav, we'll explain. Then call Lav Shenitan Lazarus Misas Beistin Ein Lokin Lav. It's a lav that was given over as a warning for a Misas Beistin. And any lav that's written in a way as a warning for another lav having a Misa, you don't get Malchus on. So what's going on here? Rashi says, "Chol lav shenisan lazaros misas beistin shelo yasa kain. Don't do this. Shemischayev alav misas beistin. Because if you do this, you're going to be chayev misa. Ain lokin lav. You won't get malchus. Afilo lo hisra bala misa. Even if you didn't give him the hasra for misa, the hisra lo malchus, but you gave him warning for malchus. Tahashlo mikol afilo hakil laki. You don't get malchus. The lazaros misa nitan velo malchus. This is given as a warning for misa, not for malchus. What's going on here? So basically." They seem to be saying that the havmin here is that the words of al yete ishm komo yom shvi is talking about hotzah, talking about mavir dal amos rishusarabim or hotzah rishusl rishus. It's also learning about that. That halacha is a violation of Shabbos. You know you chayav misa if you violate it. So this is the azhara. If this pasuk is the azhara for that misa, you can't get malchus for tchumim part of this pasuk. It's basically teaching both. Right, this lav is coming to warn us that you can't be motzi rishus l'rishus, and therefore, basically, reading the word al yetze is al yotze. Don't take out. It comes out to both. It's something for tchumim, and it's something for carrying. And if it's coming to warn about carrying, which is an isodar, which is a chiyav misa, you can't get malchus for the tchumim because it's a lav nitan lazaros misas beitin. The whole lav shenistan nitan lazaros misas beitin ain't lokin lav. So Amar Rav Ashi says no. Miksiv al yotzi doesn't say al yotzi ishim komo, talking about taking out. Rather, it's al yetze. It's don't go out yourself, ksiv. Rashi says lo yetze ksiv. It ain't kind of lashon hotzal smasa. It's not talking about carrying from one place to another. This is talking about tchum. It's only talking about the tchum. It's not coming. It's not as hara for the mises beizdin of hotzah. And therefore, he can say that if it's not as hara as mises beizdin, it's just this lav here. You can get malchus on this lav. Okay. Hajj lach amavoy, hajj lach amavoy, hajj lach amavoy. Everyone have a good day. Have a good Yom Tov.